Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing wonderful. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing great. We finally got some nice spring weather going and we're starting to turn the corner here.
Yeah, I got robins hopping all over the lawn. It's great.
So today, we're going to talk about perspective and the importance of looking at things through different perspectives. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Dead Poets Society, both Robin Williams, but you know, in Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams plays a teacher. And there's a scene where he has his class stand on their desks. And he explains to them that the point of it is to look at things from a different point of view. We tend to look at things the same way over and over again. But when you switch your perspective, when you switch that point of view, looking at something from down on top instead of on the level or from below, you see it differently. You have different ideas about it and different ways that you can deal with situations. So it's really important that every once in a while you change your perspective.
And the thing is, perspective is always your choice. And what too many people get bogged down in is just reacting automatically because they're following the Joneses. That's the way the world is. That's the way the media is and so on and so forth. And I mean, people out there know that I talk about perspective a lot with what I do because that's what I teach. And the bottom line is, we've talked before about Jack Canfield's formula for success principle number one, which is take 100% control of your life. And that's E plus R equals O, which is event plus response equals outcome. And your response, if you want to change the outcome, you have to change your response. And your response is guided, I will throw out for the sake of argument, 100% by your perspective. And the bottom line is if you have a positive perspective, you can change your response for the positive and make better things happen. And it's people forcing perspectives on each other and religions and countries and so on and so forth throughout the history of mankind, which have caused all the major problems in this world. It's the forced perspective, where if we can just take a deep breath and take a look at ours and analyze ours and dare to be a little bit different from the crowd, because that's the way you know things should be, that's really what we're talking about. And you know, a lot of it is mindset and just taking that quick moment to observe what's happening without judging before you respond to something.
Absolutely. We choose our perspective. And unfortunately, most of us tend to live in a world of routines where you're doing the same thing day after day, going to the same places, getting there the same way. And when you fall into routines, your perspective falls into routines. So you think the same things over and over again, and you look at things the same way over and over again. So one of the easiest ways to start changing your perspective is literally to change what you do during the day. If you're working out of a home office, once in a while, go work out of a coffee shop. If you're in a corporation, if you're, you know, you go to your office every day. Most offices have common areas. Do some work in the common area. If you have a schedule that's the same thing over and over again, try to reschedule some things. Move things around. If you tend to go to the same places for lunch, the same places for dinner, change it up. Changing your perspective, one of the first and easiest things you can do is to simply change where you are and what you're doing. Switch things up. Get out of the rut that we get into. And then you can start looking at things differently because you're going to different places. You're talking to different people. You're seeing different things.
So that's, yeah, one thing that you can do, you know, which we talk about a lot, is working on your own personal development. So instead of sitting there and watching a television show or listening to the radio in the car and things like that, do a little bit of personal development work. Listen to an audible tape of a good book or a personal development thing and whatever. And as you said, identify these different routines that you're in, these habits that you have, and just write them down and make a point to just work on one per week and just do something different to get outside the box. And it's just so important to do that. And obviously, if you just have a meditative moment from time to time, just go outside and walk around, and instead of just taking a walk, enjoy nature and really take a look at things and, you know, just see all the awesomeness that surrounds us and become engaged. And that's really what changing your perspective is all about. It's just getting engaged and really noticing things that are going on so that everything is right there in the moment for you instead of just automatic stuff. So it's really a lot about awareness. And the more you are and practice that, the better off you're going to be, and it will change your life big time.
Absolutely. You want to be more aware of your surroundings, aware of what's going on, but from a slightly skewed point. So one exercise that I have my clients do is they go somewhere that they've been to over and over again. And I have them sit there with their eyes closed and focus not on what they can see, because they see it all the time, but to just listen and to identify different sounds and see if they can figure out what's going on from just listening. And it's amazing when you see somebody doing this, as they start hearing things that have been there all the time, but they never noticed. A bird's nest, for example. If you pass it by, you might not, you know, notice it's up there. But when you start listening, you can hear the birds. It's like, oh, okay, that's there. People walking past on a street. There are different sounds, different ways people walk. Most of the time, you can tell if it's a man or a woman, if it's a sneaker or a high heel, just from the sound it makes hitting the ground. And when you focus on these things that you never pay any attention to, when you do open your eyes, it does change your perspective, because now you're seeing things that you hadn't noticed before based on the sounds.
Yeah, and being springtime right now, it's a beautiful time of year to start doing that, especially when you are outdoors. It's just amazing. You know, you hear the birds now and so on and so forth, and I live in a little bit of wooded area with a little bit of water, so I can't wait to hear the peepers next month after getting all the snow this winter, and it's just wonderful listening to nature.
Yeah, and it's not just nature. I mean, you can do this in a city. You can do this in a town, wherever you happen to be. It works well. You can listen to people on the street. You can listen to people in your workspace. I mean, if you're in a corporate office, sit at your desk, close your eyes, and listen to what's going on around you. You'd be amazed at how many things you can catch when you do this that you never noticed before. And the whole idea is that by opening up one sense that you don't use as often, and closing down the other, it gives you a shift. Once you notice more, you're open to new ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the best shifts that you can make is really just in the way that you look at other people and respond. I mean, talking about routines, most people are just walking down the street and so on and so forth and walking by each other. And if you have the awareness thing going on and you start looking at other people, I mean, I like to walk down the streets and just smile at people. Or say hi or whatever for no apparent reason and watch their reaction. And the bottom line is their perspective, whether it's good or bad, is changing for a second just because somebody else has acted a little bit differently towards them. But these are things that you can do yourself to get yourself out of your own rut and have a little fun while doing it. And the bottom line is, you're going to make other people's days by doing that kind of stuff too. It's just a great way to do things. It's just trying to enjoy every minute for what it is. And you can just coast through it, or you can do something with it. I like doing things with it.
Absolutely. The other part of this is really looking at things the way someone else might. And one of the things that I highly recommend is take out a book, audio, regular book, doesn't matter, about a different country, a different culture, something that's outside of your normal day-to-day, whether it's, you know, a business book like The Toyota Way, whether you're talking about the Japanese method of Kaizen, or a fiction book, you know, sticking with Japan, you can pick up Shogun, something like that. Historical novels about England, Europe, whatever it is that you think might be interesting, but that it's a different point of view than what you usually have. Even here in the U.S., you can pick up historical fiction about what went on in the 1800s, and it's different enough that it gives you a new perspective on what's going on. And by looking at things through the eyes of different cultures, it gives you new ideas. And if you can adapt them to your own day-to-day, even better. But it gets you, one, out of the rut, because you're talking about things completely different. And two, it gives you a different way of thinking about them, because you're looking at ideas from the perspective of somebody else. Now, I say to do this with other cultures because that's about as far away from ourselves as we can get. But if you can look on a day-to-day basis at a problem through the perspective of a coworker, that works too. If you're trying to solve a problem, usually there's somebody else involved, either somebody that the problem has happened to, someone that possibly even caused the problem. Looking at it from their point of view gives you a better perspective on how to solve the problem.
Yeah, perspective is a huge part of relationships. And a lot of times, you know, when you come to perspective, I get drawn to wordplay because, you know, there's different ways you can react to different things. One of my favorites, which I've talked about before, is the yes but versus the yes and. If you want to change your life, just go for a week. And every time you want to say yes but something and look at the negative side of things and the obstacles, you say yes and you look at the collaborative side and the opportunity side of things. It just does a world of good for you personally. Try it in the workplace for a week, though. If you're working in an office full of people, play a little game with everybody else in the office that week and take the word but out of everybody's vocabulary and see what happens to your office during the week. It's just amazing. I mean, perspective, a lot of times, is positive or negative. And if you can just take the positive side of things, it's so important to do things. One of the things that we often do personally, because we're insecure, is we compare ourselves to others. And the bottom line is there's only one of each of us, and we all have our unique talents. And how about, instead of using compare, use the word share. Share what you have for your own talents. Share joy in the talents that everybody else has, and kind of change your perspective that way. I know it's a lot easier said than done, and all we're trying to do is make you aware that you can do that out there, but there's so many ways to do it. And so if you just take a look at where you are and just put one word on it that's possibly a negative word, what is the opposite of that word that you can do right now to change your perspective?
Right. And you bring up a good point. So much of our perspective is tied into the language we use. I mean, think about, you know, what goes on in the news. An entire article can have a different slant depending on, let's say, you know, talking about what's going on in the Middle East. Well, is the group referred to as revolutionaries, or are they referred to as terrorists? The actions in the story are exactly the same, but that one word changes the perspective. And when we label things, we generally label things with either a positive or a negative connotation. And it's important to be aware of when we do this. Because if we're giving something a negative connotation, and there's really no reason for it, you've already switched your perspective. Use a different word. Try not to label things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people, you know, I mean, you have your news people out there and everybody else who's covering things. And the tendency is to sensationalize everything because that's what everybody does. So you're always going to use the word terrorist instead of revolutionary and things like that, because that's just the way that people do things out there. And if you personally, from your perspective, could just react to that and say, hey, look, you can say it the way that you want to say it, but I'm going to take a look at the way the situation really is and just understand that we're dealing with people just like us. And most people out there are basically good, but the ones who are getting all the coverage, who the news people are covering, are the people who are being not so good. And they're using sensationalistic terms to cover that over and over again. And as long as we just let that saturate our lives, things aren't going to change with us. But then again, what this is all about is that you can change your perspective at any point in time by just taking a little breath, observing, and realizing that you have a choice to be positive anytime.
All right. We all have to take responsibility for the things that happen with, you know, within our lives. And when you're labeling something or when you're looking at it in a certain way, your focus, you can be focusing too much on the event and not enough on the response. And we've talked about this a lot. You are completely responsible for how you respond to something. And whether you respond positively or respond negatively, that affects not just what comes forward, but how you look at what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. The word blame is a response. And blame is something where we have no control over the person that we're blaming. So if you do want to change your outcome to that, instead of blaming, understand what's going on and change your response. But most people's response to events automatically is to blame it on something else if the outcome is not good. And that's never going to change the outcome for the better. So, you know, we talked about the yes buts going to the yes ands. Take away blame for a second and replace that with some positive thing or just understanding what that person or what that event was all about before you automatically just blame the outcome on that. And see if there's a different way that you can take a look at that to make the outcome better for you.
Exactly. And as I was saying about using language, using the proper language can also change what your perspective on what has happened to you. Something didn't work right. Well, did you have a failure or did you have a lesson? Looking at it, it's one word that can change the whole way you're looking at it. A failure, well, that's it. You're done. It's over. A lesson means you benefited from it. You learned something from it. And it helps you move forward and do better next time. So choosing how you label things, what you call them, it seems like such a little thing, but it affects so much. And it really does give you the opportunity each and every day to switch your perspective and see things in a different way. And then, of course, as I said, when you see them in a different way, you can find more opportunities. You can solve more problems because you're not caught up in doing the same thing over and over again. You know, we've said many times, you know, when you do the same thing over and over again, you get the same thing over and over again. So if you want to improve, if you want to do better, you need to change your perspective.
Yeah, and we all realize that being human beings, we are all going to have our quote unquote failures or lumps or take our nose and so on and so forth. But if you are working from a positive standpoint, you are just one step closer. And you talked about everything being a lesson or an opportunity to move ahead. And that's what you have to look at every minute of life as. Even if you've done something well, it's an opportunity to do better. But if something doesn't go right, you have the opportunity to do something about that and learn from it and make it right the next time. Every single moment is an opportunity to turn something around if that is your perspective.
Exactly. There's no shortage of opportunities, because anytime anything happens to you, you have the opportunity to choose how you're looking at it, to choose how you respond to it. And every one of these choices changes what's to come. So you really do need to pay attention to what you're doing. And also very important is to pay attention to what's called unconscious biases. We all have them. And I want to clarify, because usually when somebody says bias, they think of a political bias or a racial bias, but biases fall into everything. It can be a preference for a color. It can be a preference for where you're going. It can be a preference for a type of food. And when you get caught up in it over and over again, you know, you fall into that rut that we discussed earlier in the show.
Yeah, and these are things that we grow up with. We're hit with this all the time, and we just live with things that's going on. And one of the best things that you can possibly do, I love the work of Byron Katie. She's an author that wrote something called The Work. And it's just a series of questions to quantify everything that's going on, to debunk what you think is going on, to really make reality. And the first question is this really true? Is it true? Is it really true? How would you feel if this wasn't true? And what difference can you make? What can you do to make this different? I highly recommend checking that out. You can go online and Google The Work by Byron Katie and see what the four steps are. But if you just ask a question every time something happens to you, Wayne Dyer does this too, when the excuses be gone. Just ask the question, is this true? When you have a bias coming up, ask yourself, is this true? And chances are you're going to realize that it's not.
Yeah, that's something we should really always be asking. I mean, especially in this online world where we're inundated with social media and we're inundated with memes and information flying at us, and so much of it isn't true. You really do need to ask, even on things that seem like they're facts. You have to ask, well, is this really true? And if it's not, dismiss it. Don't even think about it again. But there are so many people that are vested in pushing their perspective. And again, it's not even just political. It's their way of looking at the world. It could be politics. It could be religion. It could be diet. It could be exercise. Yeah. It could be any topic.
It's just a simple argument is what it is.
That's right.
It is somebody trying to push their perspective on somebody else. And there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. And the bottom line is nobody wins when that happens, because everybody is different. And what's true for you may not be true for me. And there's nobody out there that's going to judge it either way and convince you or me that it is. So it's really, really important. You know, we talk about the 7 habits of highly effective people, and the collaborative one is seek first to understand and then to be understood. And it's the art of listening, and without judging people, just understanding where they're coming from, whether you agree with them or not. And if you could just take that one principle to heart and not go judging people because of what they think, and just understanding that we're all different, that's going to do a world of good for you in the relationships. And you're going to feel a whole lot better too. How would you feel if you went through a week and you're normally a confrontational person, you have one or two arguments a day? How would you feel if you went through the whole week without having an argument, just because you took a second to understand people? And how many of those people do you think you'd actually start to appreciate more, because they're going to do the same thing to you? And everybody deep down wants to be appreciated, wants people to like them, and so on and so forth. And you do not get people to like you by trying to force your perspective on others. You do get them to like you by listening to them and understanding them and getting that reputation out there that that's the way that you are. And that's the art of relationship building. It's the art of networking. It's just the art of life. So that's something where if you just practice listening instead of trying to confront people on everything and I got to be right, what difference does right mean? Seriously.
And by the same token, when you do have a confrontation, how many of us, after the confrontation is over, tend to go, oh, I can't believe they said that. I can't believe this happened. And you relive it over and over. And it wastes your energy. It wastes your time because you're not changing anything. You're just going over what happened over and over. Because you got so emotionally charged by it that you can't just let it go. And you need to let that go because it's no good for you. And it happens all the time. So if you just take the time to listen a little more and to see the different perspectives, you're saving yourself that aggravation, that time, that effort, because you can then have the conversation and let it go.
Absolutely. I mean, listening is the art of living the now. It's just listening to other people. And the bottom line is, as you said, is if you're reliving things over and over and over again, if you're wasting your now living in the past that you have no control over, that's only going to make you feel worse. That is your problem. Your answer is always in the mirror. And that's what we always have to realize. I know it's so much easier said than done. And we're just talking about awareness here, but try it. You know, we talked about different things, which are automatic routines of yours, and we've identified several today that if you just worked on one or two of them, it's going to help you out a whole lot.
Absolutely. And by being able to look at that different perspective, you're changing the way you look at your life. You're changing the way you react to people. You're changing the way you relate to people. And the more you can do this, even if your perspective changes back, you know, you still believe what you believe. We're not saying you have to change that. But being understanding that not everybody has the same perspective as you. And when it comes to solving a problem, fixing something, that different perspective can give you more information. Because when you look at things through various perspectives, each perspective has its own set of information. You put them all together, you have more information to make better decisions. So we're just about coming up on the end of our time. So Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway our listeners should have from today?
If you want to develop a positive perspective, observe without judging and think about the way things really, really are. And respond positively accordingly, because you will find that if you do observe without judging, you tend to see the positives in things.
Excellent. Yeah, I think my big takeaway is look at things through as many perspectives as you can. The more different ways you look at something, the more you'll really learn about it and the better you'll understand it. And that whole makes it easier for you to move forward, to succeed, and to do more. So changing your perspective from time to time, even just for the sake of doing it, is a great way to help fix your mindset and get yourself out of ruts. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the Apple Podcasts app and the iTunes Store, as well as wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.